It's 5:15 here at Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. Very happy to welcome to our studios here tonight Richard Hankus and his partner and fiance Ashley Montague. They are ballet acrobats. There may be a term that better describes them, but acrobatic ballet.
Acrobatic ballet.
That's acrobatic ballet. By the way, Rich's dad, Jim Hankus, is here in the studios too. So we appreciate you coming in tonight.
Thank you for having
us.
Well,
yeah. Thanks for being here. We're going to get a little background. But first of all, Rich, you don't get home too often, do you?
No, not too much. We've been living out of two suitcases each, so kind of just go with wherever we're sent and kind of just take it from there.
Yeah. Ashley, give us a little background. Where do you call home, and your home base, what, New York now, probably?
It's split between New York and Montreal.
Okay. All right. But go ahead. Give us a little background about maybe a little dance history. I mean, did you start as a little ballerina?
I did. I did ballet since the time I was four, but when I was really young, I also did competition dance and gymnastics all at the same time for a couple of years, and then my mom was like, you have to choose one, but you already chose, so you do ballet. So I did ballet my whole life, and I always, that's how Rich and I met. We met in Philadelphia at the Rock School, and I always felt like there was something missing on my side with ballet. So when we moved to New York, we ended up, well, Rich can tell the story. We were street performing, dancing for the ride.
We were street performing, dancing for the ride. We did this show for 3,000 shows with this company over 3 years. And from there, we just kind of, circus kind of fell into our lap. And then we decided we wanted to mix the two, the newfound acrobatics that we were gaining these skills, and then ballet. So then that's where we've kind of come up with the acrobatic ballet.
Had a chance to talk with Richard many years ago. I think you were still working or studying in Peoria. Is that right?
Peoria Ballet, yeah. I was driving back and forth every day to dance with the Peoria Ballet.
Yeah, and a good experience.
Yeah, it took me a lot of places. I moved out to Philadelphia, and then I went down to Guadalajara, Mexico. I trained in Guadalajara, Mexico there for a while. And
I'm like, why Guadalajara? But maybe good school? Or
a friend of mine, his father taught him, and he's one of the premier, him and his brother, two of the premier ballet, male ballet dancers in the world.
San Francisco.
Principal at San Francisco Ballet, and I'm not sure where Isaac is right now.
So a good instructor.
Yeah, extremely good instructor. And then from there, I went to Miami City Ballet, and then I got injured, so it was right in that, right in the recession time. So then I actually moved out to Seattle for a few months, and then together we decided to move out to New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the Rock, what is it, School of Dance Education?
Yeah, the Rock School for Dance Education. So what they had is they had like a, basically like a professional training program, and from there you're fed into some of the major companies, dance companies in the world. So
then you pursued, like, I think you said 3 years with a company doing
3 years with a company. We danced classical ballet, and then from there we transitioned to circus.
Okay. Let me take a quick break here. We'll talk more about the circus acts, America's Got Talent, the Star King show in Seoul, South Korea. Richard and Ashley are here in our studios, and you'll find more information about them. They have a Facebook page, Instagram, and richardandashley.com get you right to their website. It's 5:18 on Galesburg's Evening News.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It's 5:21 on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. If you're just joining us tonight, we're visiting with Galesburg native Richard Hankus and his partner and fiance, Ashley Montague. They are an acrobatic ballet duo. We've been talking a little bit about their background and some of the adventures they've been pursuing, for lack of a better term. They've been all around the world, most recently, I think, in Seoul, South Korea. And about a year ago or so, I think, you were on America's Got Talent, right?
Yeah.
So just briefly describe what that experience was like. They're right in the middle of another show right now.
So you go in thinking that it's one thing, and you find out it's a totally different thing.
How so?
Well, the show itself, it's just a very interesting dynamic, the show itself, and how they present the show to contestants, and the process of elimination. Mm. There's a lot of things that you didn't see that we actually did. Like as if you can see our Star King things, you can see that we can do a lot more than we actually got to show. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, because what comes to mind is like the handstand, and then I saw the Star King video, which is almost 15 minutes long. There's quite a bit more talent going on in the whole performance. Ashley, what did you think of the experience? Was that like a first time in terms of TV and
well, as you can tell, like with the dramatic music and the everything. When you're there in real life, it's the same feeling. They have that same live or die. You know, if you don't do your best today, what are you going to do? Is your life going to crumble around you? And they really want you to say yes. And, and for those professionals that go on the show, they're like, well, no, I will go on and mm-hmm. I'll keep getting better, or I'll keep working, but wait, your life.
we'll learn from this experience. You know, if something goes wrong, you'll always learn from mm-hmm. that experience. And I think that's what
that was the greatest thing that we pulled from.
That was the greatest America's thing that we had from that, is that even if it's bad, that we'll make something of it, mm-hmm. of nothing, basically.
Yeah, make it better. But as professionals yourself, even going into that show, you knew that you could carry on past that show. Come what may, right?
No? Of course. You know, we had other plans, because mm-hmm. you don't even know until the day before is when we got called in. So everybody had been there for a week. So a day before, we had gotten called in to come on to the show. So, I mean, we kind of just threw something together the night mm-hmm. before, and that's what you get within 24 hours mm-hmm. is what our last performance was, so...
Give me a little bit of an idea, sense of your training. Well, you've grown up with maybe ballet and acrobats, and what's the sense of training now, though? Because to do what I saw in that most recent video, that's not just get up in the morning and here's our routine. I mean, give me a sense of, you know, the practice regimen and how many hours you're spending, because most professionals I talk to with a degree of talent like that are spending more than any of us would probably imagine on either defining their bodies or you know, just the practice regimen.
So we spend about 6 to 8 hours training a day for 5 to 6 days a week. We went up to Montreal for about a year and a half, and we trained with coaches from Seven Fingers of the Hand and Cirque du Soleil. And as well as the National Circus School up there. Those coaches really put us on the path to focus and dedication. I mean, a lot of them are from the national teams, like in gymnastics or mm-hmm. sport acro. So,
on top of having very lengthy resumes of professional performing and that sort of thing.
What about the diet, Ashley? I mean, are you on a regimen there too, where you try to?
Nope. Follow a ketogenic diet. Like I tried it for the first time a couple years ago, and it's pretty much staying between 30 and 50 grams of carbs a day. And other than that, I don't really like think about it. I think about, okay, the sandwich. You're eating the best thing out of the sandwich, just not the bread. Mm-hmm. and I don't really miss it. So,
yeah.
Other than that.
So it's you're watching carbs more than anything, and the rest is fuel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Richard?
I can pretty much eat whatever I want.
Okay.
I just have to be the base. As long as she can stand on my head, we're good.
And I thought of that, too, watching the video. I thought, okay, Ashley's probably got to be in a certain little... pattern here, that it doesn't get heavy for Rich, or because when you're on his head, I mean, I'm thinking,
yeah, gotta take care of the spinal cord. Right?
Where did you learn that? Is that what I mean?
Our coach.
Our coaches, yeah, our coaches up in Montreal. They really guided us of what was possible and what was impossible, and we pushed them.
And then we told them no. We still want to do the impossible.
So there were things that they said you'll never get that now they're like, okay, you have this. So
did you surprise them?
We surprised ourselves. Going up there, we never knew that we were going to be able to do anything that we have. So everything that we have today, we had no clue that we would be able to do.
We could only dream
of doing the things that we're doing today.
When I watched the Star King video, not only are you standing on his head, but there's two or three flips in that that would catch anybody's breath. And sometimes the look in your eyes, I don't know if it was the television cameras or just you did it kind of look, but I mean sometimes I couldn't tell if you were, you know, like, oh, we got it. I couldn't always tell from the expression whether, hey, this we do this all the time, or this is really a difficult maneuver that once again we've accomplished.
So we have a saying that it's a 99.9%. So if it's not 99.9% or 100% of the time, we can't perform it. So if we can't go in 1 week off of having a week off and train it for 10 times in a row for five mm-hmm. to 6 days, if it's unstable one day, we're not going to perform.
So if it's not ready, you're not going
exactly.
on stage with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That face is normally just focus. Or
okay.
Before really hard things, I think, mm-hmm. too, I'm like, yeah. I need to remind myself to smile a little bit to make sure everyone knows.
I mean, I know you're always smiling, and I know the routine sometimes. It's the music and the dramatics. I mean, you're going to have – there's a serious note to some of the dances you were doing, one at the end of that video,
right.
and I thought that's yeah. appropriate. But a couple times on a dismount, I thought, it went well.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, that yeah. day, the Star King day, mm-hmm. too, I've never had a worse cold in my life.
Oh.
I turned to Rich midway through the day because we had a rehearsal earlier, and I go – oh, man.
yeah, she wasn't getting any sleep, and I was getting perfect sleep. I was waking up right at 8 a.m., which mm-hmm. I'm not normally like an 8 a.m. person to get up, but it like the jet lag. She had jet lag. I had no jet lag, mm-hmm. so it really...
Struggles that play into that people won't ever know, you know, behind the scenes when you know you're 99.9% and it all looks fantastic. I think you impressed those judges. Let me take a quick news break here. I want to come back and talk about how you got to Star King in Seoul, South Korea, and what that whole experience was like, and a little bit about some of the photography that goes on that you've presented on your Facebook and Instagram photos, too, and I think on calendars here that are available to people. It's 529. Bob O'Connor has our latest. That's coming up next. We'll return with Richard Hankus and Ashley Montague. RichardandAshley.com is their website.
Stay connected with news and information around the clock. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. WGIL, Galesburg's local news.
This is Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. Thanks for joining us tonight. And in our studios this evening, we're happy to have here Richard Hankus and his partner and fiance, Ashley Montague. They are an acrobatic ballet duo. And Richard is the son of Jim Hankus of Threshwood Farms, in case you're wondering. He's a Galesburg native, and Jim's with us in the studios, too, kind of the silent partner here tonight. But we're happy to have him in the studios. Which brings me right to my next question. I'll just ask it right now. What do you think of that expansion, Rich?
Oh, my. Oh, my. I don't even recognize the place from a year ago, and the expansion's been, what, how many years has the expansion been?
We just keep doing more stuff.
I mean, the equipment and the people, I mean, they've added tons of jobs, and, like, the equipment is just...
It's remarkable, isn't it?
It's
amazing.
It's crazy mm-hmm. to me to think, like, the little retail shop that I remember is... so much bigger mm-hmm. than what it really, like, what I even remember. When yeah. I think of home, seeing that building stuff, it's not necessarily what I think of. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I think it's fantastic, especially for our community. So they keep growing, and it's wonderful. So, yeah, great. Well, you were in Seoul, South Korea on a program they call Star King. How did that come about, and what was that experience like? Ashley?
Well, I had actually... posted a few pictures of ours on Reddit, a website where you upload things or make posts, and it got really, really popular. And I don't know, just one day, kind of out of the blue, we got an email from Star King, from one of the girls who worked there, and she was like, "Would you be interested in coming on the show?" And for both of us, we were like, kind of like, "Is this for real? Is this like somebody, you know?" Because there's no like official letterhead or anything. Oh.
it was basically just a Gmail account that had emailed us, and we were like, "Well, of course we'd go to South Korea, yeah. You know." And we looked.
I was like, "We'd love to."
Start looking up the show, and mm-hmm. you know, like. It gets closer and closer to when we're supposed to go, and we hadn't had a ticket yet. And we're like, is this really going to be real? Finally, they email us the ticket, you know, about 2 days before we were going to go.
And we were like, all right.
I guess we're going. Going to South we have Korea. Tickets. They're confirmed. And then we get there, and they were so nice to us. I mean, we had a driver the whole time. We had an interpreter the whole time. The hotel, I mean, like, everything. They took us out for meals and everything. We had traditional food. They took us out to the traditional markets, and I mean, we just, like, passed the filming. I mean, the filming was a great experience too. Nothing like America's Got Talent. I mean,
but this is kind of their version of America's Got Talent.
A little bit, from what I've gathered, it's kind of like a mix between America's Got Talent, The Biggest Loser, and MTV Made all in one show. So this episode that we were on was like a talent episode that was a competition. And who did we?
We got beat out by a chicken.
Yes.
A chicken.
A genius chicken.
A genius chicken.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome.
So you were second only to this?
Well,
there was no places.
Okay.
I mean, there was a script for the whole show.
Oh, okay.
And like, it was just a lot of fun to go there. And they treated us so nice.
I think you wowed them too, if all the oohs and ahs on the video are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, and it's very different to watch it. Like, it's very different editing style from what we're used to here. So.
Yeah, because they repeated a lot of the
movements. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So some of those movements in that, were they things you could have done on America's Got Talent or did or didn't? We just didn't see. There's some flips again with Ashley that look quite unique. So.
There's a few things that America's Got Talent cut out that you didn't see of us, and there's a few things that we were holding back. All the acrobatic ballet, the point on shoulders, point on hands, and point on head, which we do. Those things we just were holding back for the next mm-hmm. episode that we just didn't have that opportunity. I mean, we had a lot of really crazy ideas for that show, but we, you know, that's part of the show is you have to hold back some and you have to,
it's
a fine balance. It's a fine balance of mm-hmm. what you're going to do and what you're not going to do.
Yeah. What's on the horizon here? What's coming up next after your nice little break here?
September, we're going to be spending in London and Paris. We'll be performing in London and Paris, and probably be shooting our next calendar either in London or Paris. We haven't decided yet. Mm-hmm. The last one was shot in Paris, so we're looking more towards the UK.
Yeah. Speaking of shooting pictures, you have quite a unique perspective on what you want when those pictures get taken. So tell us about the experiences with multiple photographers, it sounds like.
Every city, every photo shoot that we do, particularly for our calendars, we purposefully choose a different photographer. And a lot of times, it's not just that we're choosing a different photographer who takes pictures of circus artists or dancers or anything. It's like one of our photographers was a food specialist, so he took pictures of food mainly, and it was a real treat for him to do something different. And that's what we want, you know, people that are like, oh, wow, this is mm-hmm. something totally different. Our last one in Paris, he's a wedding photographer, like beautiful wedding photographer. And all these different photographers, like their style shows through, but it's completely different every time. And it's really interesting.
They pick up things that we may not see ourselves doing, or they may see something in a shot that, you know, because they're inspired by such the food photographer example. He was so detail-oriented. His lighting, because we did an in-studio shoot for him. And there was one picture that we really love. I don't know if we have it up, but he spent about an hour and a half just on the lighting before we even did the shot. So, I mean, he was so meticulous with his lighting and just the details that it was really, like, it was really awesome to see those photos because he picked up details that we would have never asked for or thought about.
Yeah. And so you've pursued this every time you've hired a photographer to
every time we are inspired to do a shoot or we have new skills that we're going to start performing, then we'll start to transition to, like, where are we going to shoot? When are we going to shoot? What do we want the look to be? And then...
I'm guessing you think, as it bared out in Reddit, that this is part of the allure of getting hired or brought to a destination to perform, would you say?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it just comes with the nature of what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, we like to do cool stuff and have images to, like, share with people. And
I mean, this last about 5 months ago, we got to shoot a short film. So, I mean, that's going to be really exciting for us when that short film comes out. We had an amazing cinematographer shoot it. The director, she's been great to work with. So, I mean, once that short film is released and into film festivals, it'll be really cool to see that finished product that she has for that.
Yeah. So watch their website or their Facebook page. Again, that's richardandashley.com, and you can find them on Facebook under that same name, Richard and Ashley, too. So what would you like to do that you haven't done yet, or where would you like to travel to that you had? Go ahead.
Dude, I don't even know.
Oh, okay. I should have asked him during the break.
I mean, we've always dreamed of having our own show. Creating our own show with our style and, you know, not like a huge Cirque du Soleil, like, tent, but like a smaller tent and having our own show. I think that's really, like, our dream right now.
And I think we're slowly working towards it. We just did kind of spur of the moment, this really awesome performance of Fantasy, or Symphony Fantastique with a 75-piece orchestra with this...
It's called Group Muse, and then it was at the Muse Brooklyn, and it was just amazing. It was a live orchestra, 75-piece, that we did this with just last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they were from everywhere. All the
musicians
were from everywhere, and the conductor was just amazing.
And you danced to the...
We did an hour show, and we were both the leads in the show.
Oh, wow.
So I had about 5 minutes that I was off stage, and we learned this in 72 hours because our friend had broken his foot and could no longer do the show. So we learned it really fast, and we premiered, I think, 3 different new acts, and we did 5 acts all together throughout the show. So we did a lot in 72 hours, like, coming up, and I wish I would have known. I would have invited so many more people. It was just so last minute. It was so rushed. We just didn't know. And it really turned out to be this amazing thing. If you check out our Instagram, at Richard_Ashley, you can see some of the videos and pictures from that performance.
Awesome. All right. Best of luck to you both in reaching that dream. And really appreciate
you
coming in here tonight. And anytime you're back, just have Dad give us a call. Because love to talk to you here in the studios. And it's just wonderful to know you're doing so well and keep that dream alive there. It's 5:47. We've been talking with Richard Hankus and Ashley Montague. RichardandAshley.com is their website. And I think Richard said Richard_Ashley is the
Instagram.
So, and they're on Facebook too. And you can find these performances and find that Star King video and take a look at that. That's good. It's fun. It's 5:47. Our thanks to Jim Hankus and Richard Hankus and Ashley Montague here on Galesburg's Evening News. Fox Business is coming up next.